There's got you cook something, don't you?
I heard you was a cook at the house, Mr. Joe.
Ain't nobody else there.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Well, what do you like to eat?
T-bone.
Oh my goodness. Did you grow up on a cattle farm?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right. There were no vegetables around.
Well, I ain't got time for food anyway. T-bone around, I ain't got no time for food, bitch.
I see. Well, I don't know if we'll be able to help you out then. I don't think I can help you out. I don't think I asked, did you say, are you married?
No.
No children?
I'm divorced. I got two kids.
Two children. Okay. What are they?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. And how old are they?
30 and 36.
Oh, my goodness. They're not like little kids then. Okay.
Yeah, they got two kids too. Each one of them have two.
Oh, okay. All right. Do they live around here?
No, they live up. My daughter lives around me, and the son lives in Atlanta.
Well, so they're around in the area. Okay. All right, what can you cook then?
What can I cook? Oh, what will I cook?
What's your best? I want your best.
I can put some collards in a crock pot and let it stay 2 or 3 days. I can do that.
I like collards. Mustard's better, but you can do the mix.
Yeah, I've done it.
All right.
Mustard with the collards.
Mustard greens and collards.
You can do a mix if you wanted to, but I prefer the mustards. Now, why am I blanking on the name already? Mrs. No, we just left here.
Oh,
yeah, Mrs. said she can make some cornbread. That's there you go.
That's a meal right there.
I don't know what you get. What'd you say?
That's a meal. Green and cornbread.
There you go.
She said cornbread and peas.
Well, yeah, I need the peas, but we got the greens and we got some cornbread. Can you think of a key historical moment or something that you'd like to tell me about for a future generation to remember to have? Whoever comes up with one first, you can go first.
But my brother and I was talking about before, and it's something that I remember, like the Jim Crow situation where we couldn't play organized ball. Mm-hmm. They had a Negro League here, Josh Gibson League, and we used to run after foul balls and get nickels and hot dogs for every ball we retrieved. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing to do in the summer for blacks. We went to church, played baseball. And I can remember that, and that would be something to pass on, because a lot of kids now, they don't realize that we weren't allowed to participate in those things that they do now. And I remember at one point, we were discussing how old. I thought I was in 10th grade. He said I was in 12th grade, because when I grew up, I got to play on that team 1 year before they disbanded. Mm-hmm. And that's a memory that's really special to me.
Okay. Mr. You have to have something. Key, something. Something historical for future generations to have.